The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the Jews, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever keeps my word will never see death." So the Jews said to him, "Now we are sure that you are possessed. Abraham died, as did the prophets. Yet you say, whoever keeps my word will never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham who died? Or the prophets who died? Who do you make yourself out to be?" Jesus answered, "If I glorify myself, my glory is worth nothing. But it is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say he is our God. You do not know him, but I know him. And if I should say that I do not know him, I would be a liar like you. But I do know him, and I keep his word. Abraham, your father, rejoiced to see my day. He saw it and was glad." So the Jews said to him, "You are not yet 50 years old, and you have seen Abraham?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, before Abraham came to be, I am." So they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid and went out of the temple area. The Gospel of the Lord. You remember in the agony in the garden, when our Lord uses the sacred name, when he says Yahweh, when the soldiers come and he says, "Who are you looking for?" And they say, "Jesus of Nazareth." And he says, "I am." What happened to the soldiers? In the Gospel of John, we discover that they all fell on the ground at hearing the holy name Yahweh spoken by our Lord. One of the clearest revelations in the entire New Testament of who he is. And here again, he takes that sacred name. Before Abraham came to be Yahweh, I am. Which is why our Lord could say of himself, since he is Yahweh, "Whoever keeps my word will never see death." My brothers and sisters, our Lord Jesus Christ is one with his word. And so when we receive his word, we receive him. The word takes flesh in us. Now there's only one incarnation. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the second person of the Holy Trinity, only became man once, strictly speaking. But that mystery of the incarnation is renewed and reenacted all down through the rest of time. So every time we celebrate the sacraments, there is an incarnation. Especially this takes place at the celebration of Mass. When the priest says the words of consecration, the word becomes flesh anew. And it's so profound that we believe there is no longer any bread that remains. The bread and the wine become the body and blood of Christ. The word takes flesh. In baptism, the word takes flesh in a person. Now, we don't become Jesus, strictly speaking, but he truly begins to live in us. And he wants to bring that relationship to perfection. Every time we go to confession, now if a person's in a state of sin, if they're not in a state of grace, literally, the word takes flesh anew in them. But even if they're already in a state of grace, that enfleshment, it grows, it increases, it expands. He wants us to become so totally one with him. Recently, I've begun reading a new book by a woman who is nicknamed Conchita. She lived last century in Mexico, a great mystic of the church. She was a wife and a mother of nine, though I believe a couple of her children died in infancy. At the age of 43 years old, she received a grace which our Lord called the mystical incarnation, in which afterwards she could say of herself the words of St. Paul, "It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me." And this is what our Lord said to her on that occasion. "I descended to unite myself with Mary in the incarnation, taking flesh in her womb to save the world. I descend today. As I descended to the most pure womb of Mary to suffer for you, so I will descend into your heart today so that you can suffer for me. Our Lord takes flesh in us to save us. But he desires to take flesh in us so that also we might assist him in saving others. May we ask our Lord to bring his incarnation in us to perfection.